There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad up to it tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
And welcome to From the Helicarrier Classic, your number one news source from Marvel Avengers Alliance. We cover all kind of Marvel gaming here, so stay tuned to the feed if you want to hear other games. Right now, we're talking about Marvel Avengers Alliance 1, and I'm laughing because I've seen Ibbett change the notes from illing it, which makes me happier to than killing it, but we'll get into that. I'm Epic Boss McFall, and with the headlines, here comes Classic Age, Golden Age, Ibbett.
Yeah, it's not a tremendous amount of news as we're on the cusp of Spec Ops coming to MAA, and it's War 2. We have a new alt for Black Panther coming, and we'll talk a little bit about Cloak and Dagger and how they seem to be killing it among our agents in the Agents Only Lounge. We'll talk about that as well. But before we get to that, I know they haven't released any Spec Ops or anything like that, Charles, but have they released anything for us to spend our gold on?
Okay, yeah, there's some heroes still, 45 to 50% off. I can't see them because I own all the heroes that are on sale. But I'm being told that, you know, again, it's like the gold when you purchase packages, that let's say it's a 200 CP character, essentially be 100 CP worth of gold, which is what, that'd be 50 gold, if I'm making up the numbers correctly there. So, and the armor price drop is still there. I love how they had this dude just seizing and dancing. It's so funny. That's it. I mean, they're selling stuff, and now's a good time to get the heroes that you need, because as Klaus has pointed out, they've made heroes a actionable commodity here, and if you don't have enough of them, you just won't do well in PvP. So that's about all for sales.
Okay. Yeah, not a tremendous amount right now. Again, we're in that dead area between PvPs and spec ops where we're ready for new content, but we're not getting it yet, and we'll be getting it soon, TM, according to the folks at Playdom. Let's talk about the big headline, though. They did a big reveal for Civil War 2, which is the new Spec Ops that's coming to MAA. Instead of it being based on the new Captain America film, they're going to be basing it on Civil War 2, which is a current crossover in the comics, which has a different storyline.
But it still has Spider-Man in it.
Still has Spider-Man. Still has
I blame him.
Really?
Well, I mean, he was in the first one, major character. He's in the second one. I'm just saying, if you start two wars, it's you.
He didn't start the fire, Charles. We all know his speedball. So let's talk about that, because you're posting on From the Helicarrier. I read it. I mean, okay. And I know you're joking around and kind of being,
A little trolly. I'll go ahead. Yeah. I'm being a little trolly.
But, here's the, and I guess to kind of round out the announcement, MA2 is getting the crossover to the movie. So MA1 is getting the crossover to Civil War 2, the comic book, and MA2 is getting the crossover to Civil War, the movie.
At the same time. And all other Marvel games that participate in events like this are getting the movie.
I'm all right with this. You know, my opinion on it is great. You know, we're not going to be doing the same, reading the same content in both games. We're not going to have to do the same thing in both games. We're already picking sides in both games. We're going to be picking sides. There's the movie stuff, of course, going on MA2, but in the MA1 stuff, it's going to be the anti-predictive justice league or something. What is it? It's there's something like that. It's like the anti, I had it up here in my notes, the pro-predictive justice team or the anti-predictive justice team. It rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. And so. I don't know. Do I need to be pro or anti? I don't understand all the aspects of the situation here. Can right. I be neutral?
You can be neutral. You can all be right. Switzerland in this case. But, you know, it hinges on the Inhumans and Dr. Doom. And we're going to get new boss fights with Stegron and Sauron and the High Evolutionary, who we've had before. Black Panther, Quake, Falcon are going to be prominently part of this. It's, and of course, and I think we mentioned on the last show that Thor, the Jane Foster Thor, and Blue Marvel are going to be our two releases. And we're also going to get a new alt for Black Panther. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's, I don't know. I mean, the fact that we're getting new content, we're getting content, unique content in each one. I don't have a problem with that. And
yeah. Okay.
Content is content, really, you know?
Agreed. And I forgot, I did forget the aspect of this game that changed a little while back. So, and it's hard to, it's easy to forget because they will tie into stuff going on with movie releases and those sure. kind of things. The game was born. It was literally born to promote the Avengers movie.
Right.
But at some point, and I don't have the exact date, but I know it was the Thanos storyline.
Yep.
It changed there to keep up with the current comics and what was going on in the comics. So we saw this advertisement about Thanos is dead, who will rise, and we're like, oh. Excuse me. Oh my God, something's coming in the game. It really was an ad to get a comic book that was coming out. They were advertising right. the comic. And so, yes, I was aware that Civil War II was going on in the comics, but Civil War for the world is dropping this weekend. And mm-hmm. all these games are doing it. And it just threw me, I didn't expect that as all. It threw me off like, sure. hey, Lady Thor, you know I'm excited about Lady Thor. You know, you know I'm excited about Black Superman. I talked to some other experts who are familiar with this character. That's what yeah. they said without hearing the show. They're like, yeah, he's kind of like Black Superman. So that's what I said. And then I get, you know, but he's cool. Blue Marvel is going to be awesome. I'm very much looking forward to it. But then I saw Civil War II. It just threw me off. It just threw yeah. me off a little bit.
And
but you're right.
You know, no, but to your point, you know, it's an opportunity for Playdom to introduce people to this game by saying, hey, you loving the Civil War stuff in the movies? Great. Come check out yeah. Marvel Avengers Alliance 2 and check out Marvel yeah. Avengers Alliance 1 for great Civil War content. I think, you know, with a movie roster of about a dozen or so characters, it seems like a perfect fit for MAA2. And it yeah. seems like that situation could be wasted in MAA1 where you've got, you know, who knows what side of the regular Civil War divide we'd find A-bomb and Spitfire on, you know, what how they feel about this thing. But yeah. the fact that we're getting it, something different in both, I'm fine with. And I think, the only complaint I could find to come up with is the one you've got, which is here's a great opportunity for Marvel to do something to bring people to the game. And it does seem like a missed opportunity. By the way, Thane was introduced in September of 2013. That was kind of exactly, that was kind of when things did kind of veer as more of a comic promotion tool or comic yeah. crossover tool than a movie crossover tool.
And the comics run deeper. I honestly do sure. like that. The comics run deeper. We got Spider-Verse out of it. There's been no Spider-Verse movies or even right. hints of that.
No, you know, Avengers versus X-Men movies.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You know, no Unworthy, right? I mean, you know,
right.
for them to do Unworthy and right. In this and the whole Fear Itself storyline. So, yeah, I totally see what you're saying.
Yeah. It was just, okay, I think it's the same argument people have with MAA2 versus MAA1 or God, man, Future Fight or Contest, any of it. It's like they want to have their game. And for our majority of our audience, especially on this particular episode, their game is MAA1. And to have right. I said this about the Women of Power. The only reason I was upset that MAA1 didn't participate in the Women of Power is because I like new things. I like being connected sure. to storylines. But they blow all the other games out of the water with powerful women, you know, sure. treating women right. So, yeah, I get it. So it's just like, hey, this still is the home base for me. This is still the home game. Civil War. I'm so excited. So excited. What? I don't know anything about Civil War 2. But now I'm past that. I'm like, okay, bring it on. Let's lay it. I'm ready to play.
Okay. By the way, the Avengers Alliance wiki page, I love it, but it has a freaking autoplay that just played right while you're at the very beginning of your talk. It's like, ah, dang it. Only the streamers heard that, but
it's man, that's so frustrating with sites. And people are saying use ad block. Yeah, okay, I get that. The only time I've used ad block is when I've figured out certain ads in certain places were virusing my computer.
Yeah,
it's just been hacked. Other than that, I support ad based stuff because that's the new market, man. The sole proprietor, like a wiki, somebody invents a wiki page, it gets popular.
Right,
they can support it by getting ads. But yeah, this autoplay stuff is.
It's for the birds, but yes, but yeah, yeah, but there's no other revenue source for the Avengers Alliance wiki. So I turn autoplay, or I mean, I turn ad block off for them because it's,
yeah, you know, like they need to know we saw the ad or
I should temporarily turn it off for the show though.
There's the sites, you know, a little tiny diatribe. I look up stuff all the time for these games, and or worse, breaking the panel, there's so many comic book news sources out there, and I will be looking up some news, and in the middle of me reading the paragraph, a huge splash page will pop up with a video that, okay, I can X out of that one, but it's still playing somewhere, and I can't find it on the site to shut it up. It's like, I understand you have video, and you want me to read the thing because there's different audiences. Stop auto playing the video. I can hit play. The button's right there. All right, done. It says, all right, well, and I understand. And to our audience, we have been playing with advertising ourselves, and we're just understand that's where we're coming from. We want to give you the best experience so you can go, oh, yeah, that's cool. You have an ad there. You guys are making your way in the world and move on. If it becomes a, what the hell are you guys doing? Then we'll work with that for sure, because I hate that experience. I want you to get money. I will click on your links if they look interesting. But, man, don't interrupt what I need to do to sell me something.
I'm so with you. Yeah, 99% of the time I've got ad block on unless I know it's like a, you know, if it's somebody I know or somebody that I know is a kind of relies on this for their income. I mean, Coverville kind of relies on on the Amazon ads over there. They're not autoplay. They're not aggressive,
right,
and obnoxious, but I do rely on them for a lot of the Coverville income. So dudes, I can relate, and I can relate to both sides of the fence anyway. All right. So back to Spec Ops. Really, I mean, that's kind of all we know. It's going to be a similar kind of strike team thing where you choose which side you're playing on. You get Blue Marvel for completing one side, Thor, the Jane Foster Thor, for completing the other side.
Now, that's a new mechanic for this game.
It is.
Two heroes. And that's cool.
Right. What else? There's the new Spec Ops weapon set, which is going to be the Vibranium set. I honestly thought we already had a Vibranium set. It sounded so familiar, but I guess not. Let's see. Set bonuses for equipping two pieces of the set vary from pre-countering the enemy team with collapsing infrastructure. Yay, love that. To granting you an extra turn. The Wakandan mace that'll be available in the daily reward spin will become a quick action as its set bonus. And the Ultron arm basically is the decapitated arm of an Ultron soldier, which causes internal bleeding, ravaged, and incapacitation. No lockbox hero this time around, but we are getting a new uniform for Black Panther. We've gotten art for this, have we not?
Yeah, we did.
And it is cool. It's not the movie Black Panther though, which is the silver, which is the black uniform with kind of the silver inlay,
right,
stuff. It's a much more ornate Black Panther uniform. Again, fine with that. Pretty cool.
And so, I like Black Panther. He's got some great EISOs. He's not quite my A-list for PvP, but he's very close B-list. Maybe this will push him over to Edge to be a very viable choice. And he's so close to being viable in PvP.
Oh, totally is. Yeah.
Could do that for sure. Here's this was sent to us by our behind the podcast crew. The event synopsis for Civil War 2. A mysterious new Marvel character comes to the attention of the world. One who has the power to calculate the outcome of future events with a high degree of accuracy. This predictive power divides the Marvel heroes on how best to capitalize on this aggression, or I'm sorry, this aggregated information, with Captain Marvel leading the charge to profile future crimes and attacks before they occur, and surprisingly, Iron Man adopting the position that punishment cannot come before the crime. So it's going to be Iron Man versus Captain Marvel is what it sounds like.
Interesting.
With those are the protagonists and others, Captain America, Spider-Man, Star-Lord, She-Hulk. Captain America, Spider-Man, and She-Hulk are all in Civil War. I'm just saying, maybe you're the problem. I'm very much looking forward to this. Oh, my God, man. The third book, part four. Mm-hmm. It's weird because it starts with Civil War Zero, which is part one. Then one, two, three, four. The cover for three is Hulk with Iron Man just in his grasp. Looks very Doomsday Superman-ish. It's just the art is so good.
Nice.
On that. And no, of course, it's not going to be on Marvel Unlimited yet.
That's what was going to be my next question. Obviously, this is brand new, so of course it's not going to be. So I'm either going to have to wait until then, or I'm going to plunk down the money so that I get the knowledge of what's going on. So cool.
Yeah, and I did while you were reading your thing. I actually pulled up the app and looked, and it's not there yet.
Cool. Okay, that's all right. I still have so much Secret Wars to catch up on.
Is the full thing loaded? Because I need that. That may be something we need to tackle on panel by panel for sure.
Probably a good 60% of it's on there.
We're doing. Yeah. Speaking of A-Bob and Rick Jones, we're actually tackling Avengers Forever for the next set of shows, and Rick Jones is at the heart of that. And it's actually very interesting to learn more about it. He's not A-Bob in it. He's Rick Jones.
He's just regular Rick Jones.
For so far, I've only got about halfway through the storyline, but yes, he's just. Well, apparently regular Rick Jones is much like DC continuity. There's a lot of different versions of him out there, but it's a version where the crux of humanity in this storyline weighs on whether he lives or dies, apparently.
Right.
So it's a very cool Destiny War thing, and you'll hear it when it comes on.
Cool. Oh yeah, and there's somebody just shared with us in the chat room the Black Panther suit, which is really, really slick. I mean, it's very armor. It looks like body armor, and the gold accents on the claws and the knees, really, really slick.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dang awesome. One of the benefits, by the way, if you are a fan of the show and you can make it to the live streams, we're doing a giveaway today. there's a listener who is donating three $10 Facebook cards, which is so rad. And call him out. Is that Joshua?
Yeah.
Joshua, you rock, man. This is super cool. Super cool. And we appreciate you doing this. So, totally cool. So if you're a live streamer, there's also extra little bonus kind of things that happen like this. So very
Agent,
cool.
Agent Glass. I don't know if he was keeping it to the... Agents Only Lounge or how he's worked. Because I know you put a post in Agents Only Lounge saying, like this post, but I know he's done this in other groups before. Mm. So I'm not exactly, he's doing it. It's not our thing. We're just saying, thanks for doing it with us.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right.
And yes. I liked it. So I hope I'm in the drawing.
No, you and I should be completely exempt from winning. Come on now. Come on. Stop it.
Okay, fine.
Jeez.
I only have, 12 gold. It's okay.
No,
all right. So you this is the moment of the show where Ibit gets to rub in that he was adamantium in PvP.
Oh right, yeah. So Cloak and Dagger, we've been talking about Cloak and Dagger a lot in the Facebook group, in the Agents Only Lounge. Lots of discussion about it, and they are a powerhouse. We're going to see a lot of them in PvP. So the sooner you can. As soon as they become evergreen and available, the sooner you can get your hands on them, the better, because you're going to want to get not just familiar with how to use them, but also how to defeat them. And people are coming up with some really good combos, some really good, trying to find one of the notes here for like who to use them with. Blade, Morbius are both good combos for them. And I'm sure Pokeprof and Kingfisher, I'm sure we're going to hear some stuff from them, if not this week, then in upcoming weeks about recommendations for characters with them. But boy, they are, and they're a lot of fun. I love characters like Nurkod and well, Mysterio can do it, but we can't play as Mysterio. But characters that can change the background. I love that. Yeah. I love that. I love changing, seeing the environment of the game change like that is so cool. So anyway, keep up the great combos and recommendations on Cloak and Dagger, and we'll keep promoting them here and talking about them on the show and all that. Hey, so I'm sad for you that you didn't get Cloak and Dagger.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm super sad for you, but what if there was a way that, you know, you could get something cool instead, right? Like something delivered to your mailbox, your actual physical mailbox once a month, that would be as cool as getting Cloak and Dagger. Is there such a thing that could be as cool as that?
I don't know that there's anything as cool as getting Cloak and Dagger, but you know, there is this little thing that comes very close called Loot Crate. And it comes every month to your mailbox as long as you tell them, hey, we love you. We want to have some more of that stuff. So Loot Crate is a monthly mystery crate for gamers, geeks, and fans. And you'd think we'd have the theme by now because it's only the 19th of the month that you can order. We haven't got the new theme yet. Actually, I'm going to go to lootcrate.com and see if it's up there. We have not emailed it. But you know what? You go to lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up when you sign up. You will help us out with the show. We really, really appreciate it. With the network, is going to get a lot of appreciation there. And then we give you a $3 code, and that code is Giant Size Team Up, all one word. And so there's a whole bunch of different. There's Loot Anime. There's Loot Crate DX. There's Loot Pets, the Level Up, which is into Loot Crate. And then, of course, we've talked about the Aliens box and the Serenity box. And now they apparently have not announced their... the May's monthly theme as
they have to me.
Oh, really?
Because, yes, because it's going to be power. It's Unleash the Power. And here's cool thing. People, excuse me, who listen to this show will definitely appreciate this, this month's crate because there's going to be Marvel stuff in it.
Awesome.
So Marvel, Warcraft, and Dragon Ball Z are going to be featured in this month's theme, which is power, unstoppable, power. Unrelenting, and unbeatable.
Nice, because on their own website, they do not actually have the theme release. So
cool.
We got you a little heads up, people.
Exactly. Consider this a little tease for you. You're playing with power if you're playing with Loot Crate.
That's awesome. So lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up. Go sign up.
Cool. All right. Let's go ahead and maybe listen to some audio. I think we've covered all the news because you know, as soon as Spec Ops drops, then there's going to be a ton more news as we talk about that. But there's all this it's the ocean pulling back a little bit before the big wave comes, right?
Sure. We'll go with that. All right. You know, everybody, I have slight issues with my phone and getting Kingfisher to play, but we've tried it. So here we go.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745, and this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, I always try to come through this segment, and currently in-game, there's not a whole lot going on. Even worse than that, though, at least for me personally, is the fact that it's the end of the semester, and I have a ton of projects due.
I didn't do it.
Phone shut off?
It is buffering, apparently. Man, and the thing is, with the size of the file, too, it's big. We're going to get it. You're not going to miss.
Here we go. Is the fact that it's the end of the semester, and I have a ton.
It just keeps stopping at 23 seconds. All right, let me do PokeProf, and I'll try to get this one again. It's just going to take a little more planning on my part, and I will give that to you. Go to patreon.com. No, you deserve it. I need to do it.
Blackmail.
Seconds
of Kingfisher unless you pay up.
Unless you, now it's a paywall. Unless you go, no,
we're not doing that.
No, absolutely not. This is PokeProf, and it will play. And I'm going to work on getting Kingfisher loaded up on my tablet. Well, this... So here's the deal, everybody. I had two computers run on this. One of them died, and now I'm just kind of making ends meet. But here's PokeProf, hopefully. Cross our fingers.
Greetings, agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood poker prof, and we've got a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah, like why you haven't done anything with me yet?
Gah! Wade, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be on a deploy for the upcoming Spec Ops.
I was just wondering why you haven't talked about me, the greatest hero in this video game, since you started this bit part in a nerdy podcast.
That's because you're a pretty popular and strong character, Wilson. Most of the characters or things I focus on are some of the less used content around. And you know I try to keep the illusion of this segment being like I'm a...
Oops, that's my fault. I screw everything up. That's my job today, is to screw everything up. Let's try it.
Giving pointers to other agents, right?
And that's the point! Why should you be going out about those losers when they could be spending their hard-earned CP on someone who's already top of the crop? I should have been one of the first things you covered!
Look, Deadpool, I hadn't planned for you this week. I've got other segments I need to get to.
Listen, DigiDoc, do I need to break out butter and I can't believe it's not butter? And I just got the ISO that lets him bleed.
Fine, fine. You don't need to get snippy.
I'd rather get shooty. But you know it's better after I do the rest of my skills. So get on it, you ginger. We're wasting all the time for your segment by doing this joke opening.
Right. So let's get down to business.
To defeat the Hun.
Anyway, Deadpool, as he said, is among one of the better heroes around. This is mostly thanks to the fact that he can give himself a lot of unique buffs that can't be removed all that easily.
Boring! Everyone already knows I go OP, then IMBA, then total broken. Get to the good stuff already!
Wade, this is the good stuff.
I knew I should have hired Morgan Freeman instead. Get Freckles on the phone now!
You're not even paying... Oh, forget it. Those buffs need to be put on in that order, since each one unlocks a powerful effect of Wade's next skill. This gives him powerful abilities like Buff Blocker, which is the best way to counter elite ISO bruisers right now, giving the enemy a crap ton of debuffs, and if he's able to get them all plus becoming a level 16 ranger, he's able to near one-shot just about anyone with his big gun.
Aww, I didn't know you had a pet name for my penis. Don't forget Lefty and Big Boy.
Let's get this over with. This isn't the only fantastic thing about Deadpool, though. His passives make him a monster, with a healing factor that just gets better the more he gets hit, and ISOs that make him both a tank and having the ability to get a free res off. It's very hard to take down the Merc with a mouth once he gets set up.
I just keep rolling, 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 rolling. Just keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Should you ever find yourself wanting a hero who's more than capable of taking care of himself and driving your enemies up the wall while doing it, grab yourself Deadpool. There, Wade. Are you happy now?
Well, other than the lack of swearing since you gotta keep this PG, and that you got me a horrible voice actor, yeah, I'm good. I'm not green or animated or Ryan Reynolds, so that's a total bonus.
Good. Now get out of my house!
Waffles first. If I'm doing this, I'm getting breakfast.
Very good.
There you go. Deadpool. Nice. Actually, having the notes, Deadpool sent us a lead into that. Yo, Mr. Podcaster dude, I decided that not enough liquid badass was being put into your little recruits audio segments, so I took it upon myself to help him out and by extension make your show a million times better. No need to thank me. Just be sure you send the check in the mail or by carrier pigeon, whatever works better. I'm patient. XOXOXOX. Love and kisses, Deadpool.
Nice.
So there we go.
That's very good.
All right. And I actually got the app to work on my tablet, so I got plugged in. And then that's why I unplugged the Procky Prof. Like, oh, I got Kingfisher to work. And I'm like, oh, I just screwed up a whole segment. My bad. So here's Kingfisher. It says it's going to work. Let's see. All right.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, I always try to come through this segment, and currently in-game, there's not a whole lot going on. Even worse than that, though, at least for me personally, is the fact that it's the end of the semester, and I have a ton of projects due. So honestly, I've barely been logging into the game. I've just been working on these projects, which I just finished two and have two to go. After this week, I'm going to be free and clear, but right now, it's pretty rough. I may end up having to push back the Cloak and Dagger All Hail the King episode till later tonight or tomorrow, but it will be out soon. Anyways though, not playing a lot really didn't give me a ton of ideas for today's segment. Don't get me wrong, I have a bunch of other ideas, but I don't think they're really right for the All Hail the King segment. For example, there's going to be a Duck Dynasty team spotlight that, of course, has Howard the Duck and Squirrel Girl in her duck cosplay. I was thinking of making a Sonic Boom team, so we're going to have Sonic attackers and weapons. There's going to be some top 5s and 10 lists coming, but for today, maybe I'm just going to have to talk to you. And since I haven't been playing MAA1 that much, I think maybe I should get out the soapbox for MAA2. The cool thing is, I know the hosts are some veterans of that game, so they're far beyond my level and can definitely contribute more than I can, maybe even illuminating some of the issues. I could just totally be wrong here, but since I've been playing it, it's pretty fun. It hasn't replaced MAA1 for me at all, and I don't like it as much. Now, just to be fair, I'm very much against change. I think when you have OCD problems, you just hate things being different, and you just love your old familiar games and ways. So just putting that out there as a disclaimer first. Now the game has some small issues like every once in a while crashing. I dislike losing scouting mission points. Mm-hmm. That's probably the worst time. So I kind of restart before I go into scouting missions, just to get it out of the way. It's a preemptive strike. Similar to Norm MacDonald's theory on the defibrillator and shocking your heart before it can attack you. If you haven't seen that bit, look it up. It's absolutely hilarious. But yeah, I like to preemptively strike before it can crash itself and make me lose those scouting points.
Very smart.
And you know, just going beyond how annoying it can be not getting heroes, having to research certain levels, not getting the drops needed for that, and so on. All of that's going to be a preference thing, and I'm going to actually call it nitpicking, so we'll leave it alone. And I realize I said it all, so that's kind of stealth complaining. But hey, I'm leaving some things out, so there. The main issue I have right now is with Spec Ops. Spec Ops 2 has been one of the most frustrating things I've ever done on my phone. And I've waited on my phone for like 2 hours on hold from customer support, so just throwing that out there. I've worked pretty hard, you know, not as hard as some others, but I have a full team of 30s and 229 backups. So okay, not a full team, I guess, technically. It doesn't help that they take my level 30 Wasp, who's probably my best hero, out of the fray. But once again, we're going to try to stay on point, and we'll get to that. The Spec Ops missions are entirely too difficult. Some of you may think, well, hey, go play Dark Souls or something. We want games to be a challenge. Hey, I'm all for a challenge. But in my opinion, a limited time PvE thing like Spec Ops should be more enjoyable than difficult. For one, you have all these new players, and this is their first Spec Ops that they're officially getting to run as it comes out. And we're going in there, even those of us with level 30 heroes. My heroes are 2 and 3 stars, so not bad. And they're getting one shot by grunts. Grunts. Mm-hmm. Not bosses. But they're not mini-bosses. Just plain old henchmen. Some of them get so many free actions and just attacks in general that 2 or 3 of my characters will be down before my first turn. I mean, really, should Hydra Soldier number 257 take down Cap, Black Widow, Hulk, Spider-Man? I mean, seriously. I could see if you haven't put any time into your game, you've taken a level 2 or something. I mean, if you haven't really even been playing. But a semi-casual player, certainly someone with level 30s, should be able to reasonably complete a mission.
Yeah.
What it's come down to is having to spend 5 gold to finish off a task. As in, you know, I get to the end boss, but we get wiped out because Hawkeye got one-shotted in the first wave. And so you start thinking to yourself, this is just like any other phone game. It's an absolute money sink. They must want all our money. There's no other reason for it. It should be toned down. Having a mission be over the top difficult just for the sake of it, or for the money drain of it, is enough to make me quit this game. And I will if it continues. I have no long-term investment or attachment to it, at least not yet, so I will definitely walk away. The thing is, if I'm willing to, how many other players, especially casual ones, will as well? That's not good for the game. I don't know. What do you guys think? That's just my opinion, and it's the end of the segment, so thank you for listening, and now I'll send it back to the hosts.
I think you addressed some great issues, and yeah. If you want, I think we play this again in the deuce and then address it there.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. I think you're right on the money. It's okay. I've got level 30 characters. I've got a whole fleet of them, right? Like I routinely take in level 30 Wasp, Electro, Iron Fist, Cap and Hawkeye, or sometimes Angela into Spec Ops battles, especially the boss battles. Like I'm doing the one right now with Iron Man at the end, where you've got War Machine, Black Panther, and I think it's just three waves: War Machine, Black Panther, and Iron Man. And I've gone through that mission maybe three or four times. I know at least once. Actually, I think it is just once. I had to pay 5 gold to finish it because
refresh
my team because they wiped out. And boy, he's dead on the money. Like as far as Wasp can get one-shotted or multi-shotted by the grunts before you even get a turn to let her do her queen bee action. It is crazy. And it does seem crazy difficult. It doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't seem like, let me back up. It seems like what they should be doing for this thing is basing it on your skill level, on either your commander level or on your team level, and scaling it based on that. But even then, even with a level 30 team, it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. And I mean, if I walk in there with five level 30s, a couple of whom are maxed out star abilities and star level and stuff, you think you should be able to strategically complete it. And when they wipe out your team before you get a turn, there's no strategy involved with that. It's just unprotected random draw.
Yeah, I don't want to go too much into it because this is the classic.
It's right.
For sure. I actually had a slightly different experience this time. I was finding myself, I'm in chapter two of it, mm-hmm. and you know, still making my way through the goals, the tasks that you have to do.
Right.
But I found, wow, you know, I'm actually finding this much more enjoyable than the first one. And the first one, what he described was my exact thing. I could not get past four battles in the first mm-hmm. chapter of the first Spec Ops without having to spend gold. And I never even got close to being the boss on it. And it was very, very difficult. And they actually ramped the difficulty back. But since then, I've actually gotten a lot more heroes, leveled them up, learned their stuff. I know turn order, just like in MAA1, turn order can get you hard in this. And if they get all three shots first before mm-hmm. you can do anything, there's a good chance you're going to get wiped out.
Totally.
And I agree. It shouldn't be that way. Everybody is four stars that you're fighting. Mm-hmm. So if you're going in with a one star or two star or three star, I think that plays in. It shouldn't as much as it does. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had to pay to get through any of those battles yet. But I think it gives us something more to talk about for sure.
And one of the most irritating things too is this tenacity debuff that they've introduced.
Oh my God, I hate that thing.
We'll talk about this more. You know, I'll put it in the notes for talking about tenacity, but it is the most frustrating. One of those frustrating additions to the game, because you've got characters that can counterattack, but if you take them down and zero out their health, they get one health point. And they get to keep that until the end of their next turn, which means they get any counterattacks, they get any free attacks, and
it's kind of like Be Right Back from
Nico. Yeah.
No matter how much you hit her, it won't kill her until she gets to refresh. That's the same thing here. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm about to I'm down to my last three heroes: Wasp, Hawkeye, and Captain America. They just took out Wasp, and I'm on the Iron Man fight, and Iron Man's still up. I might be spending 5 gold here, but fortunately I did my daily today, so it's like, all right, that, you know, I'll just trade the 5 gold for that piece of crap. We'll talk about it on the deuce.
Yeah, the deuce. So, hey, we have a special treat for you on the deuce. We'll talk about that in the show. But here is Agent Anado and his build.
Cool. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anados.
Ooh.
I think we're hearing it right on your phone.
No, if someone, you know, it's my first show. Y'all gotta be kind. I've never podcasted before. I know.
It's a good thing you don't do panels.
Shut up. This is great for panels. So you're like, here's how you recover when you totally F everything.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anadoes MAA Arsenal, exclusively on the From the Helicarrier podcast. In this segment, I will try my best to come up with out-of-the-box hero and team builds, synergies, and uncover certain aspects of the game most tend to ignore. For today, I wanted to shift on to a different topic, considering up until now, most of the things I've been sharing are team builds. However, this segment will have a bridge to next week's show, so make sure you tune in for that as well. Now, during the last season of PvP, I got ranked high enough in Adamantium that I was able to unlock Cloak and Dagger. Not all my plus numbers were through defensive fights, so I had to push through offensive as well. Was it worth it? Sure, I guess, but in all honesty, I didn't have fun that season because of repetition. The meta was just getting really annoying to the point where I didn't even feel like playing anymore. But the issue isn't about PvP itself. It's about Null, the Breaker of Worlds. As some of you are aware, Null was all over the place last season. Mm-hmm. This in part really bothered me because I knew they had brought down the level of Magic Warding's power. So instead of being immune to magic effects, one negative effect is removed each round. But before this nerf, everyone ran Magic Warding as it was the one thing that stopped Null's Meteor Swarm, a debuff that is capable of potentially killing everyone on the opposite side. And not only does it do a ton of damage when fully stacked, but with the lethal AI so placed on Null's level 6, it puts despair on everyone. This makes it almost impossible to beat him within the first few rounds. And to quote Paul Klotz, this is hot trash. I find it ridiculous how one hero alone can wipe out a whole team's health in 2 rounds or less. It comes to the point where I think Null has become a cheat. Once Meteor Swarm is placed, it cannot be removed. So there's no guarantee you're going to get out of there alive unless you heal yourself. But with Null being able to put despair on everyone, there is just no other option. What I think really messed up Null is the fact that his counterattack is Ragnarokum Sakum, a move which gives him Divine Hammer. If you don't know, all stacks of Divine Hammer are consumed to apply Meteor Swarm when using his level 9, Worldbreaker. So every time he counters, it gets much faster for things to turn ugly. But I think something needs to be said about this. It's already been dozens of times that they have nerfed Null to the point where it's just made him even more powerful, and he's still something crazy to deal with, even after 2 years since his release. It's already enough that he can counter, protect, and kill a team without even trying. So I want to know what you guys think should be done in order to make Null a fair character to go up against. Maybe changing his counter back to his level 1. Heck, I would be happy if they made his level 9 a single target attack. At least my whole team wouldn't have to go down for it. So, next week, we'll see if Luke Cage is worthy, without a hammer. With that, I want to thank you all for listening, and until next time, stay safe, and happy hunting.
Now, that was me. It cut off on his own. That was it.
Right.
No, you don't want it to go back to his level 1, because level 1 is Fatal Blow, and that was a huge deal.
Yes, because that would counterattack, and that would proc seem like every freaking time. It seems like you'd do the counterattack, and if he did, then if you were low on health, boom, you're gone. I run Null in my offense team. He's a fun character to play for me with Avalanche, but... you know, the single target attack for his level 9 is interesting. That's a thought. His Ragnarokum Sakum is already random, so you couldn't make it. I mean, you could make it more random or more, you know, reduce the number of times it procs.
I think they should give... There's got to be a middle ground in this magic warding between removes one negative buff to he can't touch you. Because for a while there, he can't touch you worked and people stopped playing him. But because he couldn't put the Meteor Swarm on. Mm-hmm. You don't want that because then he becomes that broken character that you throw away. But at the same time, man, I don't know. I still didn't make Adamantium. I ran him. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's I understand on paper his points are very, very, very valid, but it seems like in the reality the way it plays, some of that on paper stuff doesn't actually make it to the game.
Yeah, it's funny because I'd much sooner call for a nerf on Angrier than I would on Null. I feel like Null has been put through the ringer so many times that he's not the guaranteed character right, you see as right. much as you see Angrier. You see Angrier in 9 out of 10 PvP defensive teams. So I think that there is an indication that maybe Angrier needs another look. Not necessarily, you know, I'm saying a rebalancing.
Right. But like at the same time, how many offensive losses are you actually taking from this? Because I'd have to go, I can go check right now what my defense was coming out of last season. The single go back, I'll jump over to PvP. And I'm pretty sure it's Null Angrier, but let's see, what was it? My closing defending team was, Null Angrier. And I lost every single battle on defense. I lost my way. I won my way down to 14 something from 15.07. So,
right.
While I understand the complaint, at the same time, it seems like nothing on defense works anyway. And are you really getting destroyed by him when you're playing offensively? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know either. And I just beat Epic Boss Iron Man's team in Spec Ops 2 Mission 3, and I didn't get the task for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You must not have held your mouth wrong.
And I even used 5 gold to recharge the team, damn it. Damn it.
That sucks. Some of these tasks get a little wonky, for sure.
Yeah, anyway. All right. So, and then that's more MA2 talk. We'll do that on the deuce, people. On the deuce. Should we get into our From the Field?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Our first one comes to us from Agent Sketches, who says, "Knock, knock. Who's there? Why, it's me, the pencil agent who needs no introduction." So for this, the pencil agent. So for this email, I thought it would be cool to do a little brainstorming. I want you guys to give your pitch on a Spec Ops that is completely different than we've ever seen before, with new characters and villains. Group boss and lockbox hero are optional. For example, my pitch would be Mar-Vell as the reward in an outer space Spec Ops, nice. With the Skrull as villain, Super Skrull as a group boss, and Ronan as a lockbox hero.
Of course,
Pennons in a Civil War Spec Ops would work too. Cries out CP from his eyes, knowing it will never happen. Can't wait to hear your ideas.
Oh man, that'd be
all right. So you want mine?
Yeah.
It would be. I'm trying to think of what the reason for this would be, but what I'd suggest is that a Spec Ops where you get your full suite of characters, but you can only use each one once. Once you've used it in a battle
through that path,
then that character is out. Maybe, it'd be perfect is like a Days of Future Past. I know it's X-Men, people, hear me out.
We're talking about Perfect World here.
Right, but a Days of Future Past where you've got, you envision that that sign behind Wolverine and Kitty Pryde on the cover of that issue of the comic, where they've got all the different characters have been crossed out. That sort of thing would be like the visual for this game. So you'd go through the Spec Ops, and maybe it's your own Sentinel would be the hero you unlock is your own Sentinel. Or, what's another... not Jubilee. Don't say Jubilee. Mm-mm. But another X-Men character that that we've never had. Mimic. Oh, there you go. Perfect. Because then you tie it in with the what was the comic with Blink and Mimic? And the
names are familiar, but I can't. I'm filthy.
They
casual,
would travel
man.
Through different. They'd go through different realities in the Marvel universe. Different universes. And God, it's not coming to me. But anyway, Mimic would be your unlockable hero. Okay. And he's a mix between Cyclops, Angel, Beast, Iceman. Like he's basically got all the original X-Men's powers. He's like the Super Skrull of X-Men. And then you do like that thing I'm describing where you basically go through all of these different realities in the Marvel universe. but you could only use each character once. Once you pulled them in, because that was the thing with that comic. That was the thing with that, whatever it was called. It was like Misfits, but not Misfits. It'll come to me while you're doing your description. Once you pulled them into your reality for that battle, you could never use them again.
Interesting.
So there you go. Blink would be another great character to bring into this, but again, mutant.
Yeah. He basically describes
Exiles. That's what it was called. Exiles.
Yeah. He basically describes without the Marvel one, he kind of describes Secret War, right? Not the Secret Wars, but Secret Invasion. I'm sorry, Secret Invasion.
Oh, Secret Invasion with the Skrulls, yes.
Yeah, right. That would be mine right there. And your group boss would be the Super Skrull.
Or Wasp, Janet Van Dyne Ultron.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, that'd be too cool. That'd be too much. Awesomeness. Yeah, that would be mine. God bless us. I don't think they'll do it because there's no comic book thing coming up. And I know in a couple of years we'll get the movie, but it's not the same thing. But the Infinity Gauntlet and the Infinity War storyline, you could bring Thanos back in as a group boss, and just any of the new mutants, anybody we haven't had already. I mean, there's so many people to pick from in Infinity War to throw in, and alts and. And perhaps you even get the gauntlet for a very limited time at the very end, and then realize it's too powerful as part of the story. They had to get rid of it, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But that's the first time in my young brain's life that I understood the concept of doppelgangers was Infinity Gauntlet, and which led up to the Infinity War, and just grasping that concept was. Really, really hit home for me. That would be very, very fun Spec Ops to play, because you're always fighting yourself, you know, and which kind of goes along with Mimic. But I love your idea. Once you've used them, they're done.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Group boss. See, they used Ronin from the comics. That's one thing I did appreciate in this game is it's not Ronin from the movie, which I was not a huge fan of how they did Ronin in the movie. The comics are much better. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, this Ronin in this game universe is he would be a lockbox hero worthy. He'd be worthy of getting, since he has his own hammer. He's ready to go.
Right. Right.
So, hey, you know what, guys? If you have your own ideas, we'd love to hear what those are. So email us from thehelicarrier@gmail.com, and we'll get it put on the show next week.
Nice. So
the next one is, hello, agents. At times, I've complained about PD's release schedule, or this is from Agent Tico. Sorry. At times, I've complained about PD's release schedule or something. Today, I feel the upcoming ops is PD trying to find a niche for MAA1. They're trying to keep the game alive by finding other outlets for the game. It is an advertising platform for Disney, yes. And why not use the game to advertise the comics? MAA1 and MAA2 are not competing with one another. Hopefully, both continue for a while. Okay, this came in actually a few days after the last show, and we basically talked about that. So he came to the conclusion before we did about MAA1 being about the comics more than anything else. Mm-hmm. So there you go. The only reason I want them to release something, but I don't at the same time, is it feels weird to check in and just see tumbleweeds go across the helicarrier. Right. But at the same time, there's this great event going on in MAA2, and I really want to put my energy there because it's really cool stuff, and you're going to get pulled apart, but it is there. But yeah, that's cool, Tico.
Very true.
All right, you can cool. glaze through this.
Yes, Agent Avril wrote in, said, yo, Agent Avril here. I hope you read my other report first, which I think we read last week. This is the Cyber Chromatis. This is a weapon that he came up with for the game. And rather than read every action, because it's a multi-action or multi-function weapon, we're going to put this in the From the Field email that gets sent out. And I'll read the ending here. But basically, I wanted to initially make something based off Cable, but then I decided to add Bishop, and lastly came Kang. I figured our agents are often superpowered anyway. They can handle localized time manipulation. Till next time, Agent Avril. So it's a really cool weapon. I've been looking through this, and It's like a temporal gun with passives, energy generation. It is really slick, and it's immune to being locked out with people using those technology lockout deals. So,
but it also has cooldowns to make it balanced, and they need to hire him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they do. They need
to hire him to do this stuff. That is very, very cool. It's Kang and Bishop in a gun with some cable on the side. It's really cool. Yeah. All right. Finally, Agent P3 writes in, Epic Boss McFarlane, Commander Ibbot. I was wondering if you could take a little time to discuss some of the buffs and debuffs in MAA 2. Oh, I scanned this. I thought it was MAA 1. I apologize. So that one's actually for the next show.
And it's funny. I think you've got that in the next. I think you've got that below it as well. Because I remember reading it. Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. So, hey, we're done with the show today. Actually, we got a quick announcement.
Yeah.
So Josh did the drawing. So here are your winners for the $10 cards.
Cool.
Frederick D. Bowe Jr., you know, Agent Blades. You can contact Josh. He's in the Agents Only Lounge. And this was for the Agents Only Lounge. If you want to be a part of that kind of thing. And this is not something we asked him to do. He just decided to do it. It was awesome. Stuff like this happens all the time in the Agents Only Lounge. Patreon.com/FromTheHelicarrier. Pledge there. That's how you get into the Agents Only Lounge. So contact Josh through the Agents Only Lounge, guys, in the next 24 hours or so, and he'll get you the information you need. But Frederick DeBow Jr., Greg Durov, he's a very lucky guy. We've given him stuff before, too. And Tico Bell, Agent Tico, that we read his email today. Those are the three winners of the cards today.
Very cool. Congratulations, folks.
All right. Well, unless you got anything extra, we know. Hold on to your stuff. Make sure you've got radios.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Distress
make
calls.
Sure you send out distress calls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now is a great time to do that. And also don't collect your gifts because that could easily be one of the tasks. And I just found out you have to defeat Thor in Mission 2, and then you get Epic Iron Man and his team in season chapter.
So you kind of did it out of order by accident?
No, there's a separate little dashed line that I didn't see that goes off to fight the epic boss. So be aware of that, but we'll talk about that in MA2 as well, I'm sure.
I see. Sorry, I'm laughing at deuce. Y'all going about the mimic. So, hey, your special little live here, because if you're a podcast, you'll get it too. But if you're live, you want to stick around, we're about to do MAA2 with Paul Klotz. He's going to be joining in back on the microphone talking about a game. So if you want to stick around on Twitch, we'd love to have you. Let me pull up. I should have been doing this instead of playing my game. Let me pull up Woodard stuff here. Come on. Come on. Thank you. Here we go.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbot on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need. From tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
Oh, with that. I was just reading the MA Insider's tweets.
With that, the MA Insider's tweets boss has fled.